From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The insistence of the Bush administration and Iraq's interim prime minister over the timetable for Iraqi elections has sparked a debate. The administration says elections will go forward in Iraq in January, even if they're less than perfect. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld even held out the possibility that only areas with adequate security would participate. Some experts caution against excluding Sunni-dominated areas where much of the violence is occurring. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
There is clear political pressure to stick to an election timetable. A leading Shiite cleric, Ali al-Sistani, warned against any postponement of the January vote. U.S. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld made clear he doesn't want to be seen as bowing to the insurgencies by delaying polling. The State Department's number two official, Richard Armitage, said a vote in January might be messy, but will be held.
As both our president and the interim prime minister have said, we're going to have it in January. We damn well better have it in January.
Asked about Rumsfeld's comment that the elections might be possible only in secure parts of the country, Armitage reassured members of Congress today that the goal is a vote for all.
We're going to have an election that is free and open, and that has to mean open to all citizens. And it's got to be our best efforts to get it into troubled areas as well. And that's why the prime minister, as he indicated yesterday, is so keen on his strategy of both working with the leaders, most recently in Samarra, to get them into the political process, backed by the threat of force if they don't come in. So they'll either get in and play the game by everyone else's rules, or they'll be prosecuted.
But this strategy might not bring security to Sunni areas in time for elections. Laith Kuba, an Iraqi who works with the National Endowment for Democracy in Washington, warns against holding a vote that would exclude Sunnis. He said that would simply fuel the insurgency.
Politically, it's important, but just to stick to the election date blindly without making adjustments is going to be counterproductive.
Kuba called for a change in the election law to allow some regions to postpone the vote so that Sunnis won't be denied a voice.
This election in January is about a constitutional assembly. It's not simply about a government, and that is why it's triple important. You cannot afford to exclude a community out of a very delicate process that should lay the foundation for future stability.
One expert on nation-building, Georgetown University professor Ray Salvatore Jennings, says he's dismayed by what he calls the Bush administration's dogged allegiance to an arbitrary election schedule. He points out that the United Nations presence is still too limited to organize elections in Iraq, and political parties are not well-formed. Jennings was reached by cell phone on a trip to the Balkans, which he says provides some lessons for Iraq, that extremists tend to win when people feel insecure.
In Bosnia, the lesson was that we held those elections early, and the nationalist parties gained power, and for years afterwards, we had to fight the consequences of that election, because individuals gained power who were antithetical to the development of democracy.
Laith Kuba is less concerned about this, but he did acknowledge another problem. Many moderate candidates may be threatened and intimidated and decide not to run in Iraq. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.